Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So as we heard in the news, taxi drivers that switch to electric vehicles in the city are to get free charging for the next 3 months. It's part of a £600,000 project to install more than 21 rapid chargers for taxis in Cambridge by 2020. Julian has been speaking to Joe Dix. He's the City Council's Environmental Quality Manager.
So, Joe, we're seeing some new electric taxi charging points in front of us. How many are here and how many are you looking to roll out across the city as a whole?
So here at Adam and Eve, we've got two rapid EV chargers for taxis. We've got two more installed up and running at Arbury Court car park in the north of the city. We've got two at Castle Hill, which are installed and waiting to be connected, and two further to be delivered on Newmarket Road within the next month or so. But in total, we're going to have 21 before the year 2020.
Because ultimately, you're going to be wanting taxis which are licensed within Cambridge to be powered by electricity. And I guess the only way to persuade them to do that is to make it easy for them to, well, put the fuel in, basically.
It's true. It's about both regulation and incentive, trying to transition the taxi fleet in Cambridge to electric vehicles in order to improve air quality, which is really the underlying reason for this policy change. So yes, putting in the charging infrastructure is very important to support them in their business so that they can still operate effectively within their sort of daily duty cycle without any range anxiety from their electric vehicles.
Now, if I'm a taxi driver, what do I have to do? Presumably I have to put some sort of penny in the meter, do I, in order to get it going and pay for the cost of fueling my cab?
So they're basically pay-as-you-go. There's a free sign-up for an RFID card which operates the machines. They can also operate from an ordinary payment card. And drivers will only pay for the electricity they use. There's no subscription fee. And we've capped the rate at 25 pence per kilowatt hour for use of the rapid chargers. Also, today we've been able to announce that our partner has negotiated a deal with the electricity supply company for free charging from our rapid charge points for the first 3 months of operation.
Oh, that's possibly worth having. Put a smile on the cabbie's face, and as we all know, that's pretty worthwhile. Is the City Council the only organisation that can put in these charging points, or can other people and companies do so as well?
Well, I think the government certainly envisaged that charging infrastructure will be a combination of public and private investment. As the fleet of electric vehicles, both private and taxi, grows, there'll be an increasing market, and I think that the market will provide some measure of infrastructure as it comes along. Certainly, taxis will be able to avail of both publicly available and private charging infrastructure.
There we are. We've heard the word avail and the word thus this morning. We'll have more on that story after the headlines at 8:30. That was Joe Dix, by the way, from Cambridge City Council. If you listened very carefully in that, we did the interview at the Adam and Eve car park on Thursday, late Thursday morning, yep. Early Thursday afternoon. And just as we expect, if you're doing something in a car park, there's going to be vehicles pulling up and stuff, which they were. What I wasn't counting on was a beer delivery lorry pulling. It was nowhere near, well, sort of near the tram depot, but this lorry pulled up and all of a sudden, you know, started throwing them out, rolling them along. It's like, oh my goodness, is that going to come out? I think we just about got away with that. More on the installation of four electric charging points for the city's taxis. I've been speaking to the companies responsible for their installation. There's going to be 21 across the city. First, though, here's Boo from Otto Cars, who told me more about the charging vehicles.
When those three lights are on, then I'm charged.
So now there's an indicator on the dashboard as well.
When I go to turn it on, it'll tell me how much mileage I have and how much, you know, like how many miles I have left on the charge, and also whether it's 100%, 80%, 20%.
And once you're charged, how far can you go?
It says 200 on the website, but actually in real life it's about 188 miles full charge.
So day to day around Cambridge or anywhere else you might end up in the area, how long before you have to come back to one of these points?
About sort of 3 days, I would reckon, because most people do about 25 miles. They think they do more. actually, but when you actually figure out how much miles you do in a day, it's usually on average, they've put down to the driver actually does about 25 miles, really, if they're working every day in their car. So if you think about that, that's like about 3 or 4 days before you have to charge it again.
So how did that compare to how often you might have expected to fill up with petrol?
Usually with petrol, it's usually, what, once a week or something that people do it, but then it costs a lot more. It's usually about £50 or £60. Whereas this, if you did this on a charger overnight, on your house charger, a home charger, your full charge would probably cost about £6, well, £5.50.
You got a charger at home as well?
Yes, yes.
So, and the performance of this is a Nissan?
It's a Nissan Leaf in Connecticut. And the top range, the miles per hour is 89.5. Down the motorway driving, it's 70, but I go at 65. You know, it's perfect. And also as well, it's got the E-pedal, which is acceleration. And then when you take your foot off the accelerator, the brakes automatically go on. So it actually regenerates and charges up the battery.
So it's like a dynamo on my bicycle.
Yes, it is. It's like a recharging, yes. And then I always think of them as well. People get frightened of charging cars, but I just think of them. We're getting so used to the mobile phones and charging now, you know, with your chargers now. I just think of it as a giant mobile phone, basically.
I'm Edward Carman from Electric Blue.
And Electric Blue are the suppliers here, are you, for these units?
Yeah, very much so. We're in partnership with SWARCO and Cambridge City Council on this. We sort of project manage the installations. The actual chargers are made by SWARCO and distributed by eVolt.
How many other cities around the UK are starting to put these points in? Are Cambridge ahead, behind?
Cambridge are very much ahead. They are leading the way as far as we're concerned. I think there's quite a few cities who've had OLEV funding granted. Very much Cambridge are leading the way. They're looking to install 21 chargers by the end of 2019.
How many cars, how many electric vehicles could these reasonably support? Because presumably the more electric cars and taxis which are on the roads, the more charging points you're going to need.
Yes, so obviously that is true. But as we've seen here today, we've got probably a dozen electric vehicles down here. We've charged at least 6 of them. The great thing about these rapid chargers, so they deliver 50 kilowatts of electricity per hour, so you don't need to sit on them for that long, especially in the new Nissan Leafs. So they've got a 40 kilowatt battery, half an hour in here, you get a full sort of 25 kilowatts out of that into your battery, more than enough to do. So we've already spoken to taxi drivers who said that is plenty of miles for them. They don't all need to be sitting up here queuing. They can charge up for 5 minutes while they're waiting for a job to come through.
Because that's the thing, they would be worried, wouldn't they, that the client, they're going to be missing out on the fare whilst they're, effectively filling up with fuel.
That may be an initial worry, but I say we've spoken with a lot of taxi drivers, and Electric Blue, we've done this in other areas. We know taxi drivers will sit here, plug in for 5 minutes. As soon as a job comes through, disconnect and off you go. It's as simple as that. You can add in 20 miles in a few minutes, that'll do your next job. Come back, use this as a hub. There's 21 of these chargers going in, so there's plenty of rapid charging availability in and around Cambridgeshire. So if these are full, great, because it means people are using them, but equally there'll be some just around the corner.
I'm Miles Barker, a business development manager for SWARCO. This is a brand new set of equipment for Cambridge. It's going to be great for the taxi trade. They're going to save a lot of money on fuel. And we've got offer today of free electricity via an RFID card from Electric Blue for 3 months, which is a promotion of what we're trying to do here, trying to get more people in cars, improving local air quality, reducing CO2.
So, Miles, in terms of this machine here, what does it do?
This is a machine that converts alternating current into direct current to charge a battery directly. Okay, so it charges the vehicle to 80% in half an hour. It's what we call a rapid charger, and this is what would be used by taxi trade, by the public, by buses, to get a quick charge to move on to their, where they're going next. It's usually on motorways. For the taxi trade or for deliveries, you need them in city centres because they require charging to continue with their job, really. So it's a way of getting a charge on your break. It's not going to impact your day too much if you're a taxi driver.
So if you're a regular motorist, as it were, just somebody, salesman, doing his calls with his briefcase, you're not really going to be allowed to use a machine like this. Or will there come a time when such machines are basically on every street corner?
A regular person can use machines like this. In Cambridge, these are for taxis specifically because that's what we're trying to promote. However, out in the wild, there are plenty of this type of charger at motorway services. So the likes of Welcome Break, etc. you can actually get a 30-minute, 80% charge at sites like that.
And I think we have got a few in some of the car parks around Cambridge as well. Would they be this sort of the machine or a different style?
There will be a few of the what we call a fast charger, which is a four-hour charge. So when you're going to do your shopping, you get a 50% charge by the time you get back. We're installing another 18 rapids for taxi use. Eventually, with discussions with the City Council, we'll see whether we can open those up for public use as well.
So there's a couple of those charging units in Arbury, and there's another two in the Adam and Eve car park where we recorded those pieces on Thursday morning. And Adam and Eve car park is sort of on my cycle route. When I go into town,
I
sort of go past there, round the back and on to Parker's Piece on my little bicycle. So I shall be casting an eye over to the car park and seeing how much use they're getting.
I love all this, you know, all of these sort of bike sharing schemes and, you know, your employer's backing that and free electricity to
favourite
for 3 months at least. Yeah. But I just think it's great.
It's not bad. Encourage people to do so. My favourite one, what's it called? What's the food sharing app? There's a food sharing app which Flavour did a piece on it the other week.
Yeah.
And you can find that on the radio player, I think. If you just type in Flavour, you should see that popping up on the radio player app. But I discovered that the people who do the food swapping also do cleaning products swapping. And on a list of my full Sunday disasters, one of them included the cupboard under my sink collapsing under the sheer weight of cleaning materials. Because what tends to happen is I buy something and then I can't find the thing I need because it's managed to work its way to the back. So I buy another one.
Terrible.
And I've got goodness knows how many different variants of kitchen cleaner there. And it sort of finally went clunk and has sort of fallen down.
I didn't think that people bought that amount of cleaning products that they'd actually have to, like, recycle, reshare them around. I buy what I need, and that's
That's what I try to do, but you have to. I end up with too much of one you can't find. Anyway, it's a long, complicated story. It's 18 now, away from 9. Thank you very much for your company this morning. From me, Julian Clover.
And for me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We'll be back tomorrow at 7.
Better go and sort out that laptop charging then.
Pity you can't just pop it round to the Adam and Eve car park.